Hello, Roy here. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to The Roy Green Show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
It happens too frequently that when something challenging is in the news, and I call people who should be speaking about these challenging things that just can't find anybody. And once in a while, after you make about 20 or 30 phone calls, you find someone who's willing to go on the air with you. I made one phone call and asked for the Israeli ambassador to Canada, Ambassador Ido Moed, to join us on the air today. Tomorrow, by the way, is 6 months since the Hamas terrorist attack on Israel. I asked for the ambassador to join us on the air, and Ambassador Moed has been very good to us with his time. And as you know, this is a time of great concern internationally about the Israeli Defense Forces drone attack on the World Central Kitchen aid convoy to Gaza, which resulted in deaths of 7 World Kitchen volunteers, including a Canadian military veteran, Jacob Flickinger. And Prime Minister Trudeau has publicly challenged Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu. And U.S. President Biden declared continued American support for Israel's war to eliminate Hamas is contingent on Israel taking real steps to protect aid workers. In the meantime, Israel has dismissed an IDF colonel and major who are engaged in the drone attack. The former Speaker of the House in the United States, Nancy Pelosi, has joined other Democrats in saying the United States should stop the export of military equipment to Israel. This is a very difficult time for so many people. Ambassador Moed, thank you so much for coming on the air. How are you?
Thank you, Roy. Thank you very much for having me.
Let's start with the issue that the world is talking about, that has the Prime Minister of Canada challenging what your Prime Minister has said, as President Biden saying that American aid is tied to Israel's response and safeguarding aid workers, the death of the 7 World Central Kitchen volunteers who are bringing food to Gaza. What can you share with us, Prime Minister, and Ambassador? And what's Israel's response to Mr. Trudeau's reaction to what Mr. Netanyahu said?
So we're all shocked by what is going on for the last half year in Gaza. And as I've said many times before in your program, Roy, we are fighting a horrific terrorist mechanism called Hamas, a monster that has risen to eliminate the state of Israel, that have taken hundreds of Israelis hostage, still kids, 134 of them hostage, in tunnels underneath the Gaza Strip. And at the same time, we're also engaged in providing humanitarian assistance to the people of Gaza, because we are not at war with them. And we are doing our utmost to keep them out of harm's way. However, last week, a horrible tragedy transpired. And unintentionally, the IDF fired and hit a group of aid workers from the World Central Kitchen, and it was a grave mistake. It stemmed out of a serious failure in due to mistaken identification, errors in decision making, and also I think an attack contrary to the standard operation procedures that the IDF has. So this has been initially investigated. It will be continued to be investigated by the military judicial authorities. And so beyond the first steps that were taken against the commander, the brigade fire support commander, and the high-level officers that were involved in this, I think that further this will be handled by the military. And we will get to the bottom of this, because we need to make sure that the people of Gaza will receive aid that they need in order for them to survive in this horrific war. We will continue to do that, but we will also continue to fight to get our hostages back and to stop Hamas from continuing to fire into Israel, which they have continued to do as we speak. Even this past week, they have shot several salvos into Israeli villages and towns in the southern border.
Ambassador, as you know, reports have been in the news for some time now about Gazans facing starvation because the aid convoys and aid supplies were being denied them and being denied them by Israel. Your response to that is what?
So that is of course not the case. Israel is doing whatever it can to make sure that no munitions and arms are getting into the Gaza Strip, but beyond that, is working extremely hard day and night to facilitate the passage of trucks into the Gaza Strip. And up until now, we've had more than 20,000 of them going into the Gaza Strip. We're also facilitating airdrops, maritime entry of shipment of aid into the Gaza Strip. We've also provided and continue to provide water and electricity wherever that infrastructure is still intact and not been damaged by Hamas. And so we fulfill our commitment according to international law to its fullest and make sure that whatever can be facilitated by Israel will flow into the Gaza Strip. However, we do not control the Gaza Strip inside, and so we know that Hamas takes over those food convoys. They plunder, they threaten and harm drivers who are afraid to go in. They harm the trucks, and they actually take over the aid that comes in for people who are directly connected with Hamas. And all of that is siphoned through UNRWA, which is, we have proven, and United Nations organization that has been mostly taken over by Hamas and actually is subjugated to their decision-making and their priorities. So the situation in Gaza is grave. There's no doubt about that. But we have to understand that Israel does not control the inside of Gaza, does not have direct contact with the citizens of Gaza, which is something that we would like to avoid. We want to eliminate Hamas, not control Palestinians in Gaza. And so international organizations that rely on UNRWA risk having UNRWA prioritize the aid according to Hamas terrorist organization priorities and not according to the needs of the people on the ground.
Mr. Ambassador, given what you just said to me, does it surprise you then that President Biden is being as blunt as he is? He's in an election campaign, we understand that, but he's been very blunt with your prime minister that continued U.S. support for Israel's war to eliminate Hamas is contingent on Israel taking real steps to protect the workers and open more humanitarian channels for aid into Gaza. Does it surprise you, based on what you said to me, that the American president is reacting the way he is?
Well, you have to ask the U.S. government about their decision, but from our perspective, the U.S.'s support for Israel is unequivocal. And the fact that Jacob Flickinger and six other aid workers were killed by this horrific attack, unfortunate attack, firing of a missile into their convoy is lamentable and is something that we take very seriously. Just as a similar mistake happened when we shot and killed our own hostages, which we took in for terrorists by mistake. So it's a war situation, and everybody understands that. We are doing our utmost to make sure that we fight Hamas, but Hamas is hiding and using the people around it as human shields, including international organizations. And so it's extremely complicated to distinguish who is who. But we try to coordinate it as much as possible. And I can understand that there is great concern in the international community. How does this happen? And we have also published the findings of our inquiry so people can understand exactly what transpired in that unfortunate event. But nevertheless, we have to continue this war, unfortunately, until the hostages are liberated. And let me say once again, as I've said many times on your show, Roy, if Hamas releases the hostages, if Hamas puts down their weapons, it will be over in an hour. and we could all focus on helping the Palestinian people get out of this horrific situation and rebuild as much as Israel needs to rebuild its part and its areas, which were destroyed by Hamas. We also have to do a lot of reconstruction in the northern border, where Hezbollah continues to fire and provoke actions against Israel. So they've been shooting constantly at Israeli civilian concentrations, villages and towns, and destroying homes and killing people, of course, at the same time, as much as they can. And this needs to be over. This needs to be stopped. And this is what the international community should be concerned about. Because behind all of this, there is Iran. Iran that has more than once reiterated the fact that their goal is to destroy the state of Israel. And we have to remember, they have proxies all around the region, in Iraq, in Syria, in Yemen, in Lebanon, of course, and they provided them with lethal weapons, with infrastructure, with training, with logistics. And this is the real threat, and this is where the international community should be concerned about the threat that emanates from Hamas and its proxies in the region.
Ambassador, you were just talking about what's going on in the region and Israel fighting against Hezbollah in the north and Hamas as well. And then there's the threat from Iran, and they've essentially said Iran may engage Israel directly over the drone strike in Syria, which killed a senior commander of the Iran Revolutionary Guard Corps, which has been declared a terrorist organization in most countries, not this one, not in Canada. But how concerned are you about a widening of the war?
Well, Israel is not taking responsibility for that attack, but I must say that Iran has been, as I mentioned earlier, has been involved in the region for a very long period of time and basically colonized some parts of Syria and Lebanon, built bases, air landing bases, provided them with multiple quantities of arms and missiles, precision-guided missiles and so on, all with the aim to attack Israel and, as they say, wipe it off the face of the earth. And this is something that we are very we're very concerned about. We are also hearing the latest statements and from Iran. And as Prime Minister said, we will defend ourselves. So we are prepared. And the principle is very simple. Whoever hits us will be hit back. We are making sure that this conflict that is now raging will not escalate. But if anybody chooses to do that, I think I should also remember President Biden's word, don't. And so while we are fighting this war to release the hostages from the Gaza Strip and to eliminate the threat from Hamas, you also worry about Lebanon. And when we look at the fact that Hezbollah has, in transgression of United Nations Security Council Resolution 1701, has positioned arms on the border, we need the international community to push them back to a distance that they stop creating a threat to the population so that the Israeli population can go back to their homes. And so, and actually, they've invest all our efforts to build a peaceful coexistence in the Middle East with all the countries around us, not just Egypt, Jordan, and the other Abraham Accord countries, but also with others. And in order for that to happen, we need to mitigate this source of evil, which is basically, I think, Iran.
Ambassador, what does Israel want from Canada? We just a couple of days ago heard our Prime Minister directly challenge what Prime Minister Netanyahu has said or said about that that convoy attack. What is Israel? How does Israel assess the relationship with Canada today?
If we look at the 7th of October as a sort of a date to before and after, I must say that there's been some change. I mean, if we had in the initial days after the terrorist attack, the 7th of October, very strong and unequivocal support, that support is still there, and countries are very strong still. But we hear more and more criticism, concern, statements that actually points to perhaps some areas that we feel we are not completely in agreement. And we are dealing with that. We have very good contacts. We continue to maintain very good channels of cooperation. But there is some concern that this war is affecting the relations to some extent.
If you want to hear more, subscribe to The Roy Green Show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you find your favorites. And if you like what you hear, leave us a review and tell a friend. I'm Roy Green. Have a great weekend.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone.
Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.